If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Recycling is conservation, and part of conservation is making sure we don't waste the resources we have. In addition to hard materials, some of that waste is water. We have representative. I have to push the button. Now we have Representative Joanne Tom from the city of Glendale talking to us on the Earth Day event AMWA's put together down at the Phoenix Zoo. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Rosie.
What do y'all have down at the Phoenix Zoo today?
Well, it's an awesome morning. I'm actually stepping away from the Water Use It Wisely booth. I'm right by the giraffes right now, so you couldn't ask for a better view. But I am with the Water Use It Wisely. This is an Arizona homegrown campaign that helps residents save water by raising awareness and providing information and resources for residents. You need to make sure that our viewers come out and check the booth. We have a lot of resources for homeowners. If homeowners come and answer a water trivia question, we will provide a free little rubber ducky. It's a little plumber. And this is to help people remember to find and fix those sneaky leaks. We will also be providing a new smart home water guide. This is literally hot off the press. It's just printed a couple weeks ago, and this guide makes finding leaks fun and easy, if you can believe that. I mean, no one likes to deal with plumbing, but this really makes finding those leaks fun, and it provides the homeowners with the resources to fix those leaks so that they can save water and save money, and that's really important.
And so y'all are at the Phoenix Zoo. Obviously, part of this program is outreach and education, and y'all do a great job being at many public events and public places. And by the draft, it's been years since I've been to the zoo. Are y'all in a 10x10 pop-up, or is there a big, do you have your toilet mascot out there walking around today?
We do have a mascot. We don't have the toilet one, although good memory, we do have that. We have Wayne Drop, which is really kid-friendly. And our booth is really kid-friendly because it's a party for the planet today. You know, Earth Day is April 22nd. And this is a little bit early, you know, before Earth Day, but we want people to come out. Like I said, it's a party for the planet. There's music, there's a DJ, dancing for the kids, there's our water drop mascot, eco activities. And, you know, a lot of conservation-minded booths like SRP, Water Use It Wisely, because we really want to get the information out to residents. You know, we know people want to save water. Sometimes they just don't know how, and so we really can just help them with the easy-to-use tools and resources. So like I said, it's a party for the planet. You know, April is also Water Awareness Month, and that is, throughout Arizona. So there's a lot of events going on to help residents save water and learn about our water resources. That's really important. If you know where our water comes from, you realize, wow, what a precious resource that we have here in the desert. So it's super fun. I just really encourage your listeners to come on out and check it out. It's super fun today.
And Joanne, do you have any mascot? Are you Raindrop today? I mean, how would somebody listening to this interview pulling up at the zoo know, this is Joanne, I just heard her on the radio?
Actually, I'm not in a mascot, although I have worn the mascot before. But we have a young high school student who is in the mascot. And so, he's just really friendly. When I wear it, I'm 6 feet tall. I actually scare kids. So today they told me not to wear it because I would be like 8 feet tall in the mascot. So, it's just the Wayne Drop mascot, super fun part of the campaign. And you really hit on the Water Use It Wisely campaign. It's fun. You know, we have an awesome website. Just visit www.wateruseitwisely.com. We have social media. So there's different ways, you know, that people get information now. And so a lot of people are on social media. So like us, follow us, share us with your social media folks. We also have a contest right now. We have a Celebrate Arizona Water Photo Contest. Folks can submit a picture of Arizona water, you know, any sort of picture related to water, share it on our WaterUseItWisely.com website. There's a little contest. And you know what? Folks can enter for this contest to receive a $1,000 houseboat vacation, a free houseboat vacation on scenic Lake Powell. I mean, isn't that awesome? So we have a lot of people that have entered the contest, but we want more people to enter to really get this thing going crazy, really have it be fun, and really get Arizonans to embrace how important water is in our desert climate and how important it is to use that water wisely.
WaterUseItWisely.com. Joanne Toms, thank you so much for your time today. We'll have another representative joining us in the Garden Hour next week talking about xeriscaping. So we appreciate your time. Water use it. It's enough to use, not enough to waste. Water, use it wisely.
There you go.
Do you want to, we have a call on hold for you now.
Great. Yeah, sure.
You're going to take one? Okay. We have a caller from Queen Creek wants to know how to dispose of paint properly. Thank you for doing the responsible thing and not just dumping it down the drain. Carlson?
Okay, and this is in Queen Creek.
So it is.
What you need to do, you should call the town of Queen Creek and ask them when their hazardous wastes are. There's a person like me that works there in Queen Creek. If it is a latex paint, if there's just a little bit that's in there, you can open the lid, let it dry out, and then throw it away into the garbage. If there's a lot and you can reuse it, give it to a neighbor or somebody or a place like Habitat for Humanity or something of that nature. Or hold on to it, and whenever they have their collection event, take it to them. And what they'll do is they'll probably mix it and make what I always call like this tan kind of color that comes out.
We'll allow you a second joke if you have one.
You
there.
Know, it's all right. It's all right. And they paint over graffiti with it and things like that. So it's that's what I would do with the paint.
Does that answer your question, Karsten?
Not really.
Okay, well then hang on. We'll do it after the break. It's Rosie on the House.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.